You kept your promise.
Think that I'm a very strong man and I keep my promise. The reality is I haven't grown up. Promises I made when I was 10 years old are no good. That's the point. Promises are like the other stuff. The only obligation in promises, if I promise you something, that's something else. If I promise you something, I owe it to you. If I promise something to myself, who do I owe it to? If the promise is silly, I'll change it. I better change it, right? Their promise is silly because it didn't improve anything. And the Khargush, the rabbit, is seeing it because it's happening to him today, is his turn. Right? So he looks at it. Ah, there is no improvement here. So what was all this about? Rumi told you that the others, they don't think about it. Let's keep the promise. Nobody wants to reanalyze whatever I was thinking about. That's how you insist upon the stuff that you have in your brain. Now, a lot of you may not know why it is there. When did it come in here? When did I become racist? You think any racist knows that? They have a lot of blah, 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 blah. And normally it started from the childhood to tell you that you are the exception because your mommy loves you no matter what. Then it builds up like that. You don't know where it is. Right? For cleaning up, let's see what we should do.
How the hare answered the beast. O friend, said he, grant me a respite, that by my cunning ye may escape from calamity.
Here the word, one word is there, again, is mak. Mak is something very touchy business, because normally it has a negative resonance in it. When you say makar, you're referring to a cheater or a tricker, because mak is trickery. But is it good or bad? This is something you have to learn. Mak could be good, could be bad. Everything could be good, could be bad. This is why I refer you to Arab language. I don't insist here too much in my Persian speaking. I insist a lot upon that. Because in Arab language, there is no positive or negative. Because every word belongs to a family, the group, and in a group, there is this and that, all of it. So, a little bit delicately complicated. That's what match is. Match is trickery, but the best tricker is God Himself. Because that trickery is good. Trick is good. Everything is good in its own place. Right? Here is a, I have some of those match, and there is one word over there which sounds only beautiful in Persian. Notice it. It says Tawba Makram as Bala Birun Jahid. Jahidan Jahish means jumping out. But Jahid, you see that Jahd is there. Because he is trying to make the best effort. And the best effort is that trick. When you know the trick, you could do the best effort. Because best effort is not relying on power. First effort relies on the trick. That's why today we started with it. Now, if you want to conquer your ego and be the king of your forest, you don't need to be very powerful. You need to be healthy, which is solemn, and you should surrender to the magic in you, because there is a magic over there. There are tricks. When you learn the tricks, everything will be simple. Here, the rabbi will say, I have one of those tricks which will save you from that personal effort. because he doesn't do much effort. He just plays a role. The first thing he does is to make the lion angry. What will happen to you when you become angry?
Get stupid.
You lose everything. The logical stuff will be ruined. That's how unreliable the logic is, because it depends on your feeling. So the rabbit will do the delay, will make him angry, to be unbalanced. You could do the same with your ego. Yes.
That by my cunning your lives may be saved and this safety remain as a heritage to your children. After this manner, every prophet in the world used to call the peoples to a place of deliverance.
So the rabbit is playing the role of a prophet. How dare the rabbit to do that? Do you know?
Well, I was thinking, leading to a place of deliverance, I was taking them up to the desert and we were looking at difficult times and challenges that in fact pushed people to their limits.
But could we accept this rabbit as a prophet? Yes.
Yeah.
Because the prophets
yeah.
are the ears only. The prophets, they have nothing else. They have some ears. They listen to something and they relay it. They are ears. If there is something more than ears over there, they are not prophets. Prophecy is that. Just to listen the truth. Do not play with it. Do not add something to it. Just listening. Is that okay? Listen, friends, I have a trick. With this trick, maybe we could get rid of this personal effort stuff, jihad. And what is the other stuff you should have to fight the jihad? No, the amazing thing is, it is iman, faith, right? Here he said, ta aman yabat, the makram janata. He uses aman. Aman is being saved, being pardoned, being excused, a lot of that. But in Arabic, first of all, you should remember iman, right? And Rumi is that clever in his poetic language. He uses the word that even musicality will lead you to some hints, to some improvement in thinking. Here he uses jahidan for the verb jumping out and aman for being saved. To say, let me take you out of jahd and put you in iman. Because to us, the other side of personal effort is to have faith, right? That's iman. And this faith is something that will remain for your children. Every prophet did this. There is only this trick. He refers to maqr, which is coming from haq. Wallahu khayrun maqirin. He says, you see, the trickery is like this. The prophets are the trickers. Because they are here to show you the trick. How to deal with this. He said, I will do that. The prophet did it. Why? Read. For something.
For he had seen the way to escape from the celestial sphere. In sight he
you
was...
You see, this celestial sphere, which is existence to you, in Rumi's language is falak. Falak means something which is turning always. Some turning wheel is falak. We call them aflak because all these turning stars around each other. Right? This existence has escaped over. And the prophets, they have seen it. Remember he uses the word seeing. The prophets are the ears. But their vision will change, right? So they have seen the door out of this existence that you see. That's why they lead you somewhere else. Yes?
In